الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء مخ العبادة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Our life is made up of pleasures and sorrows. Sometimes the circumstances are favorable. And sometimes the circumstances are very tough. So sometimes we are happy and sometimes we feel grieved. We are worried. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has showed us a path, what to do. And that's the beauty of Islam, that it does not leave the person alone at any corner of his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, He has many, many names. Some of them we know, which we have come to know from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are so many which we do not know. Maybe the Anbiya have been given the knowledge. Or maybe the Malaika Muqarrabeen, they have been given the knowledge. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself knows his name. He is so great, we could not even appreciate him. We cannot even praise Him according to His greatness. But then there is one name which is like the personal name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the name Allah. Ism Jalala, Allah. Such a beautiful name. That if we take it again and again, we feel as if there is something sweet in the mouth. And this name has the first harkat, fatha. And fatha is the easiest harkat which one can say. That's why, for the child, the easiest possible word to say is Allah. Dhamma and Kasra, they are difficult, according to Qurra. But Fatha, this harkat is very easy to say. So a very small child, who learns how to speak, it is very easy for him to say the word Allah, because it starts with the fatha, Allah. And it has been told in a hadith that if the mother and the father, they will take care so that the child, he takes this word first time in his life, the word Allah, then give to this worker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the sins of the previous life of the parent. So this word Allah has so many ma'arif. This word has no nukta, no dot. Why? Because it cannot be made into part, and there cannot be anyone who can be shareek with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He chose a name without any dot. And that's why he does not like anyone who can become his shareek. In this word Allah, first alif lam, normally these two alphabets are used to make something ma'arfa. If it is nakra, you put alif and lam, becomes ma'arfa. So it means that these alphabets are for ma'arfa, so that we may understand the name. So what is left behind? Allah. Subhanallah. Hazrat Mujahid al-Thani rahmatullah alayhi, he gave a beautiful explanation of this word, and he came up to the conclusion that the actual name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes who. And who itself is Dhamir, pointing towards something. So it means that this is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the end, you cannot say that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, no, no. The name is such that if you go on analyzing the name, it directs to the greatest of power. That's it. The creator of the universe. The greatest of all. You cannot pinpoint the direction, this person, like this, no. It's true. Still, he is in parda from us. He is above our thought and memory and brain and everything. He is so high, even we cannot imagine him in our mind. So great. Allahu Akbar. And if you take one alphabet from his name, then the remainder will still point towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Allah is the word. Take away first alif. What is left behind? Lillah. Still pointing to the same. Then take the second lam, first lam. What is left behind? Lahu. Still pointing towards the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then take out the other lam. What is left behind? Who? Still pointing towards the same power. Subhanallah. He chose such a beautiful word as his name, that if you make part of the name, every part still points towards the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So great. This word Allah has so many effects, so many blessings. That's why it has been used extensively in Quran. There are some of the surah in which each verse of the surah has the name Allah. Each verse of that surah contains the name Allah. Subhanallah. For example, Surah Mujadala. Para 28. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي سَمِعَ اللَّهُ. Allah word is there. So go on reading the surah, in every verse you will find the word Allah. Subhanallah, Ijaz al-Quran. And then there are some other surah where the word Allah has not been used, but some other name has been used. For example, Rabb or other name. Not in every verse, but in every other verse. For example, Surah Ar-Rahman. It starts from the name Ar-Rahman, the name of Allah. Subhanallah. And then, after every one, two verses, you will find, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَرِّبَا. So name of the Rabb will be there. Still pointing towards it. And rest of the Quran, if you read it, after every few lines, you will find either the name of Allah or a zameer which will point towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every few lines. So ulama scholars have written that if a person does not know the meaning of Quran, still he recites the Quran because he is uttering the word Allah again and again. He is making the dhikr of Allah till reading of this Quran is act of worship for him. Some of the people are there, they say, oh, it's of no use to read the Quran without knowing the meaning. And you tell them hadith that for every alphabet we get 10 virtues. They say, no, there is no use. So give them this argument, that after every few lines of Quran, there is the name Allah. Now tell us that to utter the name of Allah is an act of virtue or not. He can never say, no, it is not act of virtue. He will have to accept it. Such a strong logic and argument that he will keep his mouth tight shut. So Quran itself is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you read it, it is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why out of 66 names of Quran, one is the word dhikr. نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. So one dhikr means nasihat, advice. And if you take the word remembrance, then it can accommodate this meaning. Mufassirin, they have counted 66 names of Quran. And then out of 66, one is dhikr. So if we recite the Quran, subhanallah, it's the recitation of the holy book as well as it is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word Allah has so many blessings. One of our mashayikh, Hazrat Khaja Abul Hasan Kharkani rahmatullah alayh, he was one sitting and explaining the mercies, blessings and bounties of the word Allah. And he was telling the people that you make dhikr of Allah, Allah will give you peace of mind. He will take away worries from your head. He will give barakat in your rizq. He will give you barakat in your health. And then he will assist you in your difficulties and so many. And there was a person who was a scholar in mantiq, Abu al-Sina. He was sitting and listening. So after listening the bayan, he said, Hazrat, this one word Allah has so many effects, so many outcome of this word. Hazrat looked towards him. These people, they are really hakim, dana. They handle the person very tactfully. So looked towards him and told him, Akhar tu che dani, for donkey, you do not know anything. When he was called the name donkey, in the gathering, he felt he had been publicly insulted. He started sweating, and his state and condition, it was changed. When Hazrat found him in that condition, then asked him that, Bu Ali Sina, why your situation has been changed. You are not feeling like the previous condition. He said, Hazrat, you have taken and used such a word in front of people that it has changed my condition. Hazrat told him that I used one word donkey and it changed your condition. If I take the word Allah, can it not change the condition of a person? The word donkey can change your condition. The name of Allah, the word Allah, can it not change your condition? It has effect. If I just speak about sweet, the word sweet gives effect on the person. We feel some water coming in the mouth. With the word sweet. So if the word sweet has got its effect on our personality, the word Allah, had it got no effect on ourselves? It has its own effect. It penetrates in the heart. You know, if there is leakage in the tap, pipeline of water, there is a tap at the end, and there is leakage, and one drop falls on the floor, and the floor is made up of concrete. We call it just like rock, it's stone, concrete. So this one drop falling regularly on one place, then after some time it can make a hole in the concrete floor. So one soft drop of water, if it fell on the floor which was just like a rock, it made its way through that. If the word Allah is taken by ourselves and put on the heart again and again, even the heart is just like a rock, this word will make it pass through there. Yeah. So this word Allah, Subhanallah. In Quran, we have been told, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, that you should make zikr of the name of your sustainer, your Rabb, your Parvardigar. So if someone asks us, what is the name of your Rabb, what we will tell him? It is Allah. So it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an order that you should make zikr of this word, Allah. Now some person, they ask the question, that the zikr of only word Allah is ununderstandable. Why? They say either you have to say Ya Allah, as if you are calling him upon. You say Allah, and it is ununderstandable. To them, maybe it's ununderstandable, but to us, we can understand it very easily. Let me explain it with an example. That if there is a small child and someone hits him, now this small child cries and he calls the mother, what he calls? Mom, mom, mom. Only one word. Mom, mom. He will cry with the word mom, mom, mom. Why? Due to love. He wants her help. Have you seen any child crying, oh my mom, oh my mom, oh my mom? No. Just one word, sufficient. Mom, mom, he will cry. If he cries with one word, mom, similarly, an obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can say this word due to love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there he is calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word Allah, Allah, Allah. And moreover, if a person loves someone, when he utters his name, he enjoys the name. So does he say, for example,
if he has lot of respect and love for one of his first friends named Abdullah, for example. So what he will say? Abdullah, Abdullah. Or Ya Abdullah, Ya Abdullah. Just word, just name. There's a verse in Urdu. Hum ratenge garche matlab kuch na ho. Hum ratenge garche matlab kuch na ho. Hum to aashik hain tumhare naam ke.
Allah.
We are lovers of your name. Oh Allah. That's why we are saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So this word Allah has got so many effects and barakat. Out of 99 names, there is one name which is called Ism Azam, the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has been mentioned in a hadith that any person who knows it, if he makes dua with this name, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that dua. Now, Mufassireen, they have given the explanation that what is Ism Azam. But the best explanation found in Tafaseer is in Tafseer Mazhari. Hazrat Qadi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah. Because Qadi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah, he was Mufassir, Muhaddith, Faqih and Sufi. All the four Uloom he had at one time. So that's why in Ma'riful Quran, Muslim Shafi Rahmatullah Alayh, he quotes Tafsir Madri again and again. Here and there he quotes it. So the best explanation ever found in my life about Ism Azam is in Tafsir Madhari. But then he made some comments. He said that Ism Azam is love, is the word Allah. Anyone who will come to know, he will be surprised. But then he wrote that Ism Azam is this word, but everyone does not have the state of heart with which this name is to be uttered. That is the difference. For example, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, what he used to say when he used to make alive the dead body for certain period of time, Kum bi-iznillah. So what word was used? Allah. The word Allah was used. Kum bi-iznillah. Okay. If any one of us, he says the same few words near the dead body, will he become alive? No, words are the same, but the person who is uttering the word, he is different. So that's why Ism Azam is the word Allah, but it counts that who is uttering this word. Maybe a ghafil person, he utters this word, no use. But if Wali, the friend of Allah, he utters this word, then it means something. For example, if there is a child of the neighbor and he is crying and saying mom, 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 then the housewife of this, of the neighbor house, she will not take care. She is the son of some other woman. But when her own son cries and says mom, one time mom is sufficient. Whatever work she will be doing, he will just attend him, because belongs to him. Similarly, those persons who are the sahib persons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who act upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are the obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they take the name Allah, even the malaika, the angels, they recognize them
and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes that person and says, my servant is calling me, I am going to fulfill every need what he wants from me. So it is the state of our heart. One more example to explain, because it's a tough topic. Suppose, if you are going from some street and you find a police man, he is standing, but he is doing something which he is not supposed to do. And you go to him and tell him that, oh, you are dismissed from your services right now. Will he be dismissed? No. In turn, he will catch us and he will tell us, let me learn, give you a lesson. But if IG police, the highest personality of the police department, he is traveling and he finds a person who is doing something which he is not expected to do, and he comes to him and says, oh, what's your number? And state, right from now, your services have been dismissed. Will he be dismissed? Yes. Because now this IG police has got a status. Due to his status, whatever he said was implemented. And because we have no status at all, whatever we said was not implemented. So it's very easy to understand, these awliya Allah, they lead their life according to taqwa, they follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and in this way, they become wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They get a status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when they utter the word Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all the needs what they are walking from. So it's the person who is saying this word. Subhanallah. Okay, tell me. That when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was making kalula underneath the tree, one kafir came to him, and he found that the sword was hanging. He took the sword and wanted to attack on Rasulullah ﷺ, but he got up. Then this kafir asked him, "Man yamna'uka minni ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" "O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is going to save you from me?" Then what was the reply?
Allah.
Subhanallah. Just simple words. Allah. And what happened? That this word uttered from the mouth of Rasulullah ﷺ has such an effect that the kafir, he started shivering until the sword fell down from his hand, and Rasulullah ﷺ, he took that sword. Now, imagine. Just listening one word, how he got this effect? Why this everything happened to him? Because this word has got its own effect. Subhanallah. There was robe of Rasulullah ﷺ on him. So this word has got its effect if it is uttered from the mouth of a pious person. That's why we do the zikr of this word, Allah. And it is zikr, it is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this word has got so many effects, fruits of the word Allah. Then, there are 99 names. And out of these 99, I am just going to explain five words. Why? Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that is a point of knowledge. Hope my friends will try to understand. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he was given the knowledge of the name of things in Quran. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. And Allah Ta'ala he gave the knowledge of the names of the things to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now there is a point. Mufassireen, they have quoted it. They said that if Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he was given the marifat of the name of things, due to that knowledge, he became masjood al-malaika. Oh my friend, if you will get the marifat of the name of Allah, what status you are going to achieve from Allah. He was given the marifat of the name of the king. Allama Adam al-Asma, ilm al-ashiya. So if you will know the marifat of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, how much reward we will be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we know the names of Allah ta'ala, then we can make dua. It will be very easy to make dua. And while making dua, the state of our heart will be different. The feelings will be different. Because we know the name. So different names. One name is Mannan. One name is Mannan. And Mannan means that the one who makes ihsan on others and then does not make them realize that I have made ihsan on you. He is called Mannan. Okay. He sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that was the time that he said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He used this word. Otherwise, he has given us health, eyesight, brain, food, this created this earth, stars, moon, sun, everything for us, but he never said that I have made ihsan upon you, I have given you these things. No. He is such a big Mannan. He has given so much blessing and bounty to us that even if we want to count them, وَإِن تَرُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. We cannot even count them. But he is such a Mannan that after giving endless ni'mat to us, he has never made us realize that I have given these ni'mat to you. So he is Mannan. He makes ihsan on others, but then does not make them realize again and again. And then there is one word, Hannan. Hannan. It has been written in the book that Hannan means someone who drags others towards him who want to go away from him. Subhanallah. Hannan. That's the one who drags those persons towards him who want to go away from him. So he is Hannan. Subhanallah. He makes ihsan. Ihsan karte hain, jitlate bhi nahi. Aur jo bande ghafil hote hain, un ghafilin ko apni rahmat se apni taraf mutawajjih kar rahe hain. You know these difficulties in our business and in our work. Why we face it? Because we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he puts some difficulty in our life so that we may recall him, remember him. Subhanallah. Paak hai wo parwardigar. Suniye aur dil ke kaano se suniye. پاک ہے وہ پروردگار جو انسانوں کو آفات اور مصائب کی رسیوں میں باندھ باندھ کر اپنی جناب کی طرف کھینچ رہا ہوتا ہے. سبحان اللہ. سو وی بیکم غافل فرام ہم بٹ بیکاز ہی از حنان ہی try to divert our attention towards him. So he is Hannan. He is Mannan and he is Hannan. Subhanallah. So great. And then he is Kareem. And you know who Kareem is?
Kareem is one that if someone comes to him, then before asking or making sawal, he gives him before that. That's called Kareem. Who does not give the opportunity to someone so that he may ask him. No. He looks at him and feels he is needy. So he gives him before his sawal. So Kareem means one who does not give the opportunity to someone so that he may ask something. No, before asking he tries to give. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Kareem. And then there is another aspect of Kareem. That the one, if he gives something to anyone, then he will not take it back from him again. Because he is Kareem. So Kareem, subhanAllah. وَفَتُّ عَلَى الْقَرِيمِ بِغَيْرِ زَادٍ SubhanAllah. That I came on the door of Kareem without my luggage. Nothing belongs to me. وَفَتُّ عَلَى الْكَرِيمِ بِغَيْرِ زَادٍ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ وَالْقَلْبِ السَّلِيمِ فَإِنَّ الزَّادَ أَقْبَحُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِذَا كَانَ الْوَفُودُ عَلَى الْكَرِيمِ. That to take luggage towards the cream is the worst thing what you can take. Oh, if a very big person invites you at his home and you go and take your food with yourself, will he be happy? What he will feel? He will say, you insulted me. You came to me with your food and I have invited so many people. Subhanallah. So it means that we have to go on the day of judgment on the door of Kareem. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. So he is Hannan, he is Mannan, he is Kareem. And then he is Rahman and he is Rahim. Out of 99 names, every name points towards one of his sifat, characteristics. Out of 99 names, there is one name which points towards his one of sifat. But there are two names which point towards the same sifat, ar-Rahmah. What does that mean? That the Rahmat is more than all of the other sifat. Because every sifat, from every sifat, he has got one name. But out of the sifat Rahmat, he has got two names. Out of 99, there are no two other names which point to the same sifat. No, no, no. There is only one sifat, and that is merciful. Mercy. Why these two names he has acquired? The question arises. Because both of them, they point to different capabilities. Let me explain it with example. That sometimes a person, he is very wealthy. He has a lot of wealth, rich person. But then, at the same time, he is greedy, bakhil, and he doesn't want to spend any money, not a single penny. He has the wealth, but has not the capability to spend it. And sometimes, someone will be poor, but he will have a big heart. He gets anything and he spends it. He has the characteristics of spending in the path of Allah, but he does not have the money. So these are two different characteristics. To have money is different characteristics, and to spend money is different characteristics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got two names of Rahmat. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one who has big reserve of rahmat with him, and then
He is spending His rahmat too much on His servant. Subhanallah. Uski rahmat behad do hisab hai aur kharch bhi be-intiha ho rahi hai. Subhanallah. So he got to know that you should know, I have reserves of rahmat with me. Khazain. Khazain of rahmat rabbi. Subhanallah. Treasures of rahmat with me. And then he knows how to be merciful. And that's why he has mentioned in Quran, نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Tell my servant, slave, that I am the forgiving and I am merciful. So that they should take benefit from my distribution. When I want to distribute something, I ask someone, go and tell the people. So what does that mean? When I say go and tell the people, it means so that people may come and they can get benefit from me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, He described, نَبِّ عِبَادِي, that, O my Prophet, tell my slave. What does that mean? That He wants that these humble servants, they should get benefit from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then He said, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that my mercy is more than everything. More than everything. It surrounds everything. So much mercy He has. And there is a verse of Quran. Subhanallah, Quran Azim al-Shan. وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر كبيرا. وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة. الله الله أكبر. But oh my Prophet, when those persons who believe in me, who are believers, they come to you, tell them, سلام عليكم, peace be upon you. سبحان الله سبحان الله. سلام عليكم. A person who was criminal, who was sinful, he is coming. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling, قُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Don't be afraid. You have reached my door. You have reached near my Prophet. Don't worry now. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Peace be upon you. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ, that your Lord has written rahmat on Himself. What does that mean? That He has made it mandatory on Him that He will be merciful upon you. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Rahmat. Hadith. Rahman is a characteristic which is on the believer as well as the non-believer. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman, that's why He is giving food and health and others to the non-believer. Because He is Rahman. Rahman means that one whose mercy is upon those who believe Him, and also on those who do not believe Him. Strange. Okay, tell me. If some person is living in a country, and then he says that I do not accept the law of this country, what punishment he will be given? The biggest punishment. The biggest punishment. Why? Because he does not believe in that thing, so that's why he should be given the most highest torture what he can be given. But one point, that the non-believer, he lived in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what does he say? I don't believe in religion and I don't believe in Allah. So he refuses to believe. So according to the norms, he should be given highest punishment. And in the country where a person who says that I don't believe in, even he has expelled from the country. Go away. You are not allowed to stay in this piece of land because you do not believe in this. A person who says, I don't believe in Allah, it should have been the norm that Allah has given us, okay, go out from this world. It belongs to me. You don't believe it? Go away. No. He is so merciful that he has given right to such person. Right. The kuffar who are living in the Muslim countries, they have got their right. For example, their life will be saved. Their wealth will be saved. Their respect will be saved. The basic things will be protected, even if they are kafir. Allah. What's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah. Puri duniya mein chale jaiye. Baghi ke liye koi haq nahi hota. Duniya ki badtri saza baghi ko di jati hai. سخترین سزا باغی کو دی جاتی ہے. ملک کا باغی ہے, ملک سے نکال دیا جاتا ہے. قربان جائیں اس پروردگار پر, ایک بندہ اس پر ایمان نہیں لاتا, باغی ہے اس کے وجود سے, پروردگار اپنی دنیا سے اسے نکالنے کی بجائے اس کو بھی رحمت دیے جاتے ہیں, رزق دیے جاتے ہیں, رزق دیے جا رہے ہیں. اور پھر مسلمانوں کو کہہ رہے ہیں کہ دیکھو یہ رہ رہا ہے, اس کے بنیادی حقوق موجود ہیں شریعت کی نظر میں, اس کے جان مال عزت کی تمہیں حفاظت کرنی پڑے گی. اس کے جان مال اور عزت کی حفاظت اسی طرح کی جائے گی جس طرح کے کسی مسلمان کی عزت کی حفاظت کی جاتی ہے. تصور کر سکتا ہے کوئی؟ سبحان اللہ, کیا رحمت ہے اس پروردگار کہ جس کے لیے جس نے باغیوں کے لیے بھی اتنی آسانیاں رکھی. سبحان اللہ. Assume he kept the door open. Maybe any time he will come at my door, I will forgive his sin. He never closes the door. Before his death, the death of that person, he will never close the door. A young person, if he disobeys his parents and gives them tough time, maybe after a few days, a time will come when the parents will close the door for him. Father will say, there's no need to come in this house. I don't give you permission to come in this house. Even mom can say, go away. The parents can close the door within a few days. Oh Allah, you are so great. Even if the person is sinful, you do not close the door until the death of that person. The door remains open. The door of Tawbah. In the day and in the night. 24 hours this door is open. Allah. So it is 24 hour service. Yes. In the offices you go, they give the service for 8 hours. And then they say, no. After that, next day. Come next day. But for those persons who want to make tawbah, subhanAllah. Allah. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that my enemy is devil. My enemy is devil. He has made the commitment that he will take these persons from the right path away. And now what I want, that they should come to the right path, I have kept my door open 24 hours a day. Allah. So merciful. This sifat or rahmaniyat is more in the father, and sifat of rahimiyat is more in the mother. Sifat of rahmaniyat is more in the father. That's why normally the father, he wants discipline. He will be merciful on the children, but at the same time he will be tight. So, why you are not going to school? Why you did not get this mark, these marks, highest grade? So he will be firm sometimes. Why? He has got more rahmaniyat. He is merciful, but still there are rules. Yes. But the mother has got more the sifat rahimiyat. So mother is the only figure in this world who loves with the good children and also loves the bad children. As comes to father, father will love the good children more. And to the bad children he will say, no, he is not good. But no, mother, she has got different standards. Because there is rahimiyat in her heart. Subhanallah. That's why she will say, these are my children. I love all of them. They are good or they are bad. It is their fate. It is their luck. It is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are my blood. He is part of my heart. Mother loves the sinful children. Because she is mother. Not to talk about the human beings, animals, birds, they love their children. One of the Sahaba, he was coming from somewhere, he found a nest of birds, and he found small birds inside, baby birds inside. He took them. At the same time, the sparrow, the mother bird, came there. And she started just flying on his head. He came to Rasulullah ﷺ. And he had 2-3 baby birds in his hand. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, I caught these birds from the tree, from a nest. And when the mother, she came, she went on flying on my head up to a certain distance. And when she was exhausted, she came and she sat down on my shoulder. Now this is the mother and they are the children. Then Rasulullah told him, look at the love of the mother. That because you are not going to release these baby children, so that's why she has sacrificed her life. Allah. Just birds. If the birds have this much of love for their babies, we are human beings. What love a mother can have for the children, only mother can understand. Allahu Akbar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves us 70 times more than the love of the mother. 70 times more than the love of the mother. Allah. Few war prisoners came and were presented in front of Rasulullah. When they came, there was one lady. Her son was misplaced somewhere. And she was running here and there and asking from people, have you seen my son? Have you seen my son? She was sweating. And she was just worried and asking, have you seen my son? So Rasulullah, he looked at her and asked the Sahaba, that what do you feel? If this mother will find her son, will she put the son into the fire? Sahaba Rasulullah Sallam replied, Ya Rasulullah, no. She is so much worried because her son has been misplaced and she is sweating and crying. as if nothing is, she is feeling not good, so how she can put her son into the fire? Then Rasulullah ﷺ told the Sahaba that if this mother does not want to put her son into the fire, similarly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to put his servants into the fire. Never likes to put the servants into the fire. Allah subhanahu does not like it. فَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَاكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. So it's our fault that we invite the fire of hell on ourselves. We commit sin and then we invite the fire of hell. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to forgive us. Yes. We should make tawbah. We should ask the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. One point. Normally, people want imported things and they pay more money for that. Why? They will say, because it was imported piece and cannot find it commonly, very rare it can be found, so I bought it for myself, but I had to pay double, triple of the price. No problem, because this is a imported thing. So imported thing is given more value in the world. Similarly, the tears of the person who makes tawbah and cries due to the shame, these tears, they are imported things above us. They are imported things above us because malaika, they do not know how to cry. So these tears are not found above the earth. It is only with us. So when someone makes true tawbah and he cries and a tear falls from his eyes, and the angel, they take this tear in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is an important thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts this tear in lieu of so many big prize.
Allah.
People will be in the hell, and the people in Jannah, they will be permitted go and make shafaat. And when they will make shafaat, so many people will come out of hell and go into the paradise. And there will be one person, there will be no one who could make shafaat for him. And he will be depressed and sad that there is no one who can make shafaat for me. And when he will be sad, then one hair of his eyebrow, one hair of his eyebrow will talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will say, O Allah, this person once cried in your love, once cried due to your fear, once cried due to the shame on his sin, and a small drop of tear came out from his eye, so that I became wet. Only one hair. One hair. I became wet. So Allah, I am a witness that he has love of you and fear of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the shafaat of one hair, and one angel will make an announcement that, oh servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at this person. He has been forgiven on the shafaat of one hair of his eye. Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. We should take benefit from the time and make true tawbah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive us and give us the tawfiq to lead a good life in future. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. before making dua, please sit down just a few minutes for zikr kalbi in the muraqabah. Just close your eyes, be attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feel as if noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming in our heart, and the darkness of the heart is being washed out, and the heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Concentrate yourself a few minutes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سرکش کو اب تو یا رب غلام تیرا، بناؤں گا اپنے نفس سرکش کو اب تو یا رب غلام تیرا، میں چھوڑ کر کاروبار سارے کروں گا ہر وقت کام تیرا، کیا کروں گا بس اب الہی ذکر ہی صبح و شام تیرا، جماؤں گا دل میں یاد تیری رٹوں گا ہر وقت نام تیرا، ہر دم کروں گا اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، رہا میں دن رات غفلتوں میں عبس یوں ہی زندگی گزاری، رہا میں دن رات غفلتوں میں عبس یوں ہی زندگی گزاری، کیا نہ کچھ کام آخرت کا کٹی گناہوں میں عمر ساری، بہت دنوں میں نے سرکشی کی مگر ہے اب سخت شرم ساری، میں سر جھکاتا ہوں میرے مولا میں توبہ کرتا ہوں میرے باری، رہا میں دن رات غفلتوں میں عبث یوں ہی زندگی گزاری، کیا نہ کچھ کام آخرت کا کٹی گناہوں میں عمر ساری، بہت دنوں میں سرکشی کی مگر ہے اب سخت شرم ساری، میں سر جھکاتا ہوں میرے مولا میں توبہ کرتا ہوں میرے باری، ہر دم کروں گا اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، لا اله الا الله سبحان ربي العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة انك انت الوهاب. میرے مالک، ہم ظاہر میں بندے ہیں حقیقت میں نہایت گندے ہیں، اللہ ہمارے اندر کی گندگیوں کو دور فرما، دلوں کی ظلمت کو دور فرما، دلوں کی سختی کو دور فرما. میرے مالک، ہمارے دلوں کو منور فرما، ہمارے دل کی دنیا کو آباد فرما، اللہ ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما، دلوں کو صاف فرما، تینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما، اپنے عشق کی آتش ہمارے تینوں میں پیدا فرما،
اللہ ہمارے آنگن کی اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما، روئے روئے کے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما، ہماری ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹی میں اپنی محبت پیدا فرما، میرے مالک ہمارے علم میں برکت پیدا فرما، عمل میں برکت پیدا فرما، رزق میں برکت پیدا فرما، صحت میں برکت پیدا فرما، ہمارے کاموں میں برکت پیدا فرما، فیصلوں میں برکت پیدا فرما، قدم قدم اپنی برکتیں شامل حال فرما، میرے مالک جسمانی بیماریوں کو دور فرما، روحانی بیماریوں کو دور فرما، گھر بار کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، کاروبار کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، اللہ ہمیں ذلت سے محفوظ فرما، علت سے محفوظ فرما، قلت سے محفوظ فرما، رب کریم غیر کی محتاجی سے محفوظ فرما، در در کے دھکے کھانے سے محفوظ فرما، ذلت رسوائی سے محفوظ فرما، جن خطائی سے محفوظ فرما، میرے مولا ہمارے حال پر رحمت کی نظر فرما، اے کریم آقا ہماری توبہ قبول فرما، اے مالک ہم شرمندہ ہیں، ہم نادم ہیں، زندگی میں بہت گناہ کی ہے، اللہ کوئی رحمت کی طلبگار ہے، مالک ہمارے گناہوں پر رحمت کی نظر عطا فرما اور ان کو نیکیوں میں تبدیل فرما، رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ کرم کا معاملہ فرما، اے اللہ ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما، اے مالک جب بچہ پریشان ہوتا ہے اپنی ماں باپ کی طرف بھاگتا ہے، جب بندے پریشان ہوتے ہیں اپنے رب کی طرف لوٹتے ہیں، اے بے قصوں کے دستگیر، اے ٹوٹے دلوں کو تسلی دینے والے، اے دکھ دلوں کے دکھ کو دور کر دینے والے، اے دل چلانے والوں کے دامن کو بھر دینے والے، اے گناہگاروں کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دینے والے، اللہ ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما، اللہ جتنے بھی گناہ کیے سب معاف فرما، جو ارادے سے گناہ کیے وہ بھی معاف فرما، بنا ارادے سے کیے وہ بھی معاف فرما، اللہ جو محفل میں کیے وہ بھی معاف فرما، جو تنہائی میں کیے وہ بھی معاف فرما، اللہ دل کی روشنی میں کیے معاف فرما، رات کے اندھیرے میں کیے معاف فرما، میرے مولا ہمارا چہرہ کرم کا معاملہ فرما، رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما، اے اللہ جب کوئی ماں اپنے بچے کو نزاکت میں جتنا دیکھتی ہے وہ اسے نفرت نہیں کرتی، ہم نہیں پاتی بچے کو پھینک نہیں دیتی، وہ جانتی ہے بیٹا میرا ہے، اللہ دو صاف کر کے سینے سے لگا لیتی ہے، مالک ہم مگر کے گناہوں کے اندر ٹکڑے ہوئے ہیں مگر بندے تو پاتی کے ہیں، رب کریم ہم قدم اٹھا کر کہتے ہیں کہ آپ ہی کے بندے ہیں اور آپ ہی ہمارے پروردگار ہیں، میرے مولا جب آپ ہی کے بندے ہیں تو رحمت کی نظر ڈال کے نجاست کو دھو دیجئے اور اپنی رحمت کی چادر میں ہمیں بھی چھپا لیجئے، میرے مولا ہمارے ساتھ کرم کا معاملہ فرما، اللہ ہمارے جیسے آپ کے اربوں اور خربوں بندے ہیں مگر ہمارا تو تیرے جیسا کوئی معبود نہیں، میرے مولا ہم آپ کے در کو چھوڑ کے کہیں نہیں جائیں گے، رب کریم آپ ہی کے در سے مانگنا ہے، مہربانی فرمائیے، مہربانی فرمائیے، اللہ آپ کو منانا اوپر تک ضروری ہے جب تک کہ آپ راضی نہیں ہو جاتے، اے کریم آقا معاف فرما دیجئے، اے رحیم آقا معاف فرما دیجئے، اے رحمان آقا معاف فرما دیجئے، اے منان معاف فرما دیجئے، اے حنان معاف فرما دیجئے، میرے مولا آپ نے اپنے نام حنان پسند کیا، جو آپ سے دور بھاگے آپ اسے بھی قریب کرتے ہیں، مولا ہم تو در پہ آئے بیٹھے ہیں، آپ کے گھر میں آئے بیٹھے ہیں، رحمت کے طلبگار ہیں، اللہ رحمت کی نظر ڈال دیجئے، اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، اللہ آپ کی رحمت سے ہم آپ کے گھر میں حاضر ہو گئے، اللہ اس حاضری کو قبول کر لیجئے، اللہ ہماری توبہ کو قبول کر لیجئے، رب کریم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، میرے مولا نفس شیطان نے ہمیں ستایا ہوا ہے، اللہ ہمیں نفس مطمئنہ عطا کیجئے، شیطان کے مقلب فریب سے بچا لیجئے، اللہ اس محفل میں کتنے سفید بالوں والے ایسے ہیں، میرے مولا بال سفید کر بیٹھے مگر دل سے آ کر بیٹھے، اللہ آپ اپنے اندر کا غم کس کے سامنے کہیں، رب کریم دلوں کو بھی دھو دیجئے، ہمارے سفید بالوں کا لحاظ فرما لیجئے، میرے مولا کچھ ہمارے پلے نہیں جو پیش کر سکیں، اپنے سفید بالوں کو پیش کرتے ہیں، رب کریم ان کے صدقے معاف فرما دینا، میرے کریم میرے کریم آقا معاف فرما دینا، اور اے اللہ اس محفل میں کتنے نوجوان ہیں، اللہ وہ بھی توبہ کر رہے ہیں، میرے مولا وساوت کی وجہ سے، شیطانی شہوانی وساوت کی وجہ سے اللہ گناہ کے مرتکب ہو بیٹھتے ہیں، مگر دل نادم ہوتا ہے، دل چاہتا نہیں گناہ کرے مگر نفس غالب آ جاتا ہے،
میرے مولا اب اپنے دل کا غم کس کو کہیں, اے مولا ان کی جوانیوں کی حفاظت فرما, اے اللہ ان کی جوانیوں کی حفاظت فرما. اللہ قرآن پاک کی آیت بتلا رہی ہے, وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي. اللہ یہ نفس ہمارا اس سے کوئی نہیں بچ پاتا مگر وہی جس پر آپ کا رحم ہوتا ہے. اللہ جب معاملہ آپ کے رحم پر موقوف ہے ہمیں ہمارے نفس ہمارا سے بچا لیجئے. اللہ ہم اپنے آپ کو آپ کے سپرد کرتے ہیں, آقا ہمیں ضائع ہونے سے بچا لیجئے, اللہ ہمیں پھسلنے سے بچا لیجئے, اللہ سیدھے رستے سے ہٹنے سے بچا لیجئے, آزمائشوں میں پڑنے سے بچا لیجئے, آقا اپنی رحمت فرما دیجئے, اللہ شیطان کے حوالے نہ کیجئے, میرے مولا نفس کے حوالے نہ کیجئے, اللہ ہمیں اپنے در سے چھٹکار نہ دیجئے, ہمیں ہمارے نفس اور شیطان کے حوالے نہ کیجئے. پروردگار ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما. اللہ کوئی ماں اپنے بچے کو دشمنوں کے حوالے نہیں کرتی, اللہ شیطان آپ کا دشمن ہے اور آپ ماں سے بھی 70 گنا زیادہ پیار کرتے ہیں, ہمیں شیطان کے حوالے نہ کیجئے, اللہ ہمیں شیطان سے بچا لیجئے, اللہ اس کے حکندوں سے حفاظت فرما لیجئے. وقیم السیئات ومن تقی السیئات یومئذ فقد رحمہ. رب کریم مہربانی فرمانا, ہمیں گناہوں سے بچا لینا. اللہ ہمارا معاملہ آپ کے فضل اور رحمت پر موقوف ہے. آپ نے خود ارشاد فرمایا قرآن مجید میں, ولولا فضل اللہ علیکم ورحمتہ ما زکا منکم من احد ابدا ولکن اللہ یزکی من یشاء. اللہ آپ جسے چاہتے ہیں اس کو ستھرا بنا دیتے ہیں. مولا ہمیں بھی تزکیہ نفس عطا فرما دیجئے, اللہ تزکیہ نفس عطا فرما دیجئے. رب کریم ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ جیسے ایک اعرابی نے دعا مانگی تھی, اے اللہ بخش دیجئے بخش دیجئے, اللہ بخش دیجئے, اور اللہ اگر نہیں بخشنا پھر بھی بخش دیجئے. مولا ہمارا معاملہ بھی اسی طرح ہی ہے. میرے مالک ہم پر احسان فرمائیے, ہماری توبہ قبول فرما لیجئے, قبول فرما لیجئے, اور اے آقا نہیں بھی قبول کرنی پھر بھی قبول کر لیجئے. میرے مولا آپ کو منانا ہماری ضرورت ہے. رب کریم مقصد زندگی ہے. اے مالک مان جائیے, اللہ مان جائیے, اور ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما لیجئے, اور آئینہ نیکوکاری کی زندگی عطا کر دیجئے. رب کریم گناہوں سے بچا لیجئے, ہمیں معصیت سے خالی زندگی عطا کیجئے. اللہ ہم چاہے نہ چاہے پیشانی کے بالوں سے پکڑ کر ہمیں نیکی پر چلا دیجئے, اللہ نیکی کے رستے پر لگا دیجئے, اور استقامت عطا فرما دیجئے. برے ساتھیوں سے بچا لیجئے, برے دوستوں سے بچا لیجئے, غافلین سے محفوظ فرما لیجئے. اے اللہ ہماری حفاظت فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ جن دوست احباب کے دلوں میں نیک انفرادی تمنائیں ہیں ان کی نیک تمناؤں کو پورا کر دیجئے. اے اللہ ایمان والے جو ہمارے احباب دوست رشتہ دار والدین اساتذہ مشائخ دنیا سے رخصت ہو چکے, اللہ سب کی مغفرت کر دیجئے, اور جن کی آپ نے مغفرت کر دی ان کو قرب کے اعلیٰ درجات عطا کر دیجئے. اے اللہ جنہوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے پیغامات بھیجے, کہا یا امید کرتے ہیں یا کہنا چاہتے تھے نہیں کہہ سکے, اللہ سب کے دلوں کے حال آپ جانتے ہیں, ان سب کو ان کی نیک مرادیں عطا فرما دیجئے. اور اے اللہ جن لوگوں کے ہمارے اوپر حقوق آتے ہیں مولا ان کو بھی ان دعاؤں میں شامل فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جو خیریں مانگی ہمیں وہ سب خیریں عطا فرما دیجئے, اور جن شرور سے پناہ مانگی ہمیں بھی پناہ عطا فرما دیجئے. میرے مالک ہم نے جو مانگا عطا کر دیجئے, جو نہیں مانگا ہمارے لیے بہتر ہے ہمیں وہ بھی عطا فرما دیجئے. رب کریم ہم نے تو اپنی ضرورتوں کے بقدر مانگا مگر آپ ہمیں اپنی شان کے بقدر عطا دیجئے. رب کریم بچہ تو اپنے حیثیت سے مانگتا ہے اور دینے والے کا اپنا ایک معیار ہوتا ہے, مولا آپ اپنی شان کے بقدر عطا کیجئے. رب کریم ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول کر لیجئے اور ریاکاری سے بچا لیجئے. رب کریم اپنی رحمت سے ہمیں اخلاص والی زندگی عطا فرما دیجئے. ربنا تقبل من اللہ مدارس عربیہ کی حفاظت فرما لیجئے, اور رب کریم دینوی محنت جہاں جہاں ہو رہی ہے مدارس کی شکل میں, مکاتب کی شکل میں, جماعتوں کی شکل میں, انفرادی دعوت تبلیغ کے ذریعے سے, اے اللہ سب محنتوں کو قبول فرما لیجئے اور دین کا بول بالا فرما دیجئے. اللہ امت مسلمہ کو عزت رفتہ نصیب فرما دیجئے. جہاں جہاں دنیا میں مسلمان پریشان ہیں سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور کر دیجئے. رب کریم ہماری اس دعا کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرمائیے, اور اس مسجد کو اے اللہ نیک متقی پرہیزگار نمازیوں سے آباد فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ جنہوں نے آج کے اس پروگرام کے لیے کوششیں کی, اللہ ان کو ان کی نیک تمنائیں عطا فرما دیجئے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, تب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. صلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ سیدنا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.